My cancer journey started in my freshman year of college. I moved away from home and I was very stressed out. I felt like a very small fish in a very large pond. I was on the swim and dive team and I was not nearly as talented as my teammates, and I felt pressure to keep up with them and to, I had a partial athletic scholarship and I felt like I had to prove that I had earned that scholarship. So I stressed about my diving, my springboard diving. I stressed out about my classes, adjusting to the college workload, and being away from home. I missed my parents and my family. I felt like I didn't really have a lot in common with the people around me, my teammates. So I just felt kind of alone. And I turned to food for comfort, and I binged all the time, and I gained a significant amount of weight in the first month of college. And like, I would have ice cream between classes, and like any chance I got, I would go to the dining hall and get something to eat, and I didn't feel comfortable. And shortly after that, like I got to a point where I felt like, okay, this is enough, I have to change things. And I did. I started eating healthier and I lost the weight that I had gained. But then three months later, I found a mole on my right temple that was changing. And I had it removed and biopsied, and it turned out that it was cancerous. I found out after I finished my finals for that semester. I came home, my dad said, you should sit down and I think you know why. And I said, no, why? I don't understand why. And I started to get upset. I said, no, I have no idea why. But he said it was cancer. And I just had no idea what to think. I had never, like, I was basically ignorant of everything to do with cancer. Didn't know if I would need chemotherapy, didn't know if I was gonna die. I knew it was in my skin, but I didn't know how serious it was. And I think my mom told me not to look up statistics about melanoma because of how deadly it is. But I just basically cried. I remember lying on my bed crying that night, just not knowing what to expect. So I was 17 years old, and so who expects to be diagnosed with cancer at 17? The doctors who had seen, the dermatologist, said, oh, it's probably nothing. So that's what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting a cancer diagnosis. I did 1 month of treatments, like weekdays for a month, basically. And my doctor, my oncologist, said I could go on and live a normal life, and I would probably never get cancer again. He was pretty confident of that. And then I was getting regular checkup scans, PET scans, every 6 months. And in April of my junior year, one of the scans showed that there was some activity behind my jaw, but it wasn't clearly cancer. So we would just wait another 6 months. I had just moved into my dorm room at school, and my mom was like, you know, maybe we should wait to unpack all your things until after we see the doctor and get the results of the scan. And I was like, oh, really, Mom? Well, I'm going to unpack my things, and then we're going to go to the doctor, because I don't like how you're thinking. I was like, you know, thanks a lot, Mom. So we unpacked, and then I went to see my doctor, and then he said, there's an increase in the uptake of, you know, the sugar in the PET scan, so we need to do a biopsy. And then there was another area of concern in my intestines, and he suggested going to see a gastroenterologist, so that's what I did. I had a colonoscopy to check on my intestines, and that turned out fine. So that was good, but then I had the biopsy behind my jaw, and they told me that they would be able to give me the results right then and there. And then after the procedure, they were like, okay, we just want to make sure that we know exactly, or we have an accurate diagnosis, whatever. And I was like, why aren't they telling us what it is? And so a couple days later, we found out that it was melanoma again. And that was devastating to me. Turned out my mom was right that we should be concerned. And I had to take another medical leave of absence. I had the surgery. And it was hard because I was an athlete. I felt like so excited for my senior year of college to compete. I had a great championship meet the year before, and I was training a lot over the summer, getting stronger, and really excited to kick some butt that year. But then it was just kind of leveled. Obviously, it wasn't going to be at the same level that I was before. So I had surgery number one. The surgeon said, I didn't see anything that looked like cancer. So either there wasn't any cancer there to begin with, or I missed it. So I had an MRI 10 days later. It showed that the cancer was still there. So I had another surgery about a month later. When I woke up, I hallucinated twice thinking that they had missed the cancer, and I was crying uncontrollably. The next morning, I woke up and went to the bathroom, and the sink was outside the stall, so I went out and was washing my hands, and I look up in the mirror and I notice that half my ear is gone. And I just had no idea that that was going to happen or had happened. Apparently they had told me that they were gonna need to take the skin from my ear because I had another tumor that grew behind my ear and was pressing out against my earlobe between surgeries. So they actually removed two tumors the second surgery instead of just one. And when they said wide resection, I thought, okay, maybe they'll just take like some skin and then like, but it'll still look normal. But they actually cut like half the ear with cartilage. And I felt like Frankenstein. I had staples in my neck. And I was missing half my ear that I would never get back again. And right now, to me, it's not a big deal. But then it was a shock, and it was pretty traumatic. So I was at home for 6 weeks recovering, just basically by myself most of the time. And then I had a month of radiation, and I was really happy to finish that. Felt like that was the end of another difficult chapter in my life, and I could go back to school and have fun with my friends. I was actually in Hawaii with my teammates on a training trip 2 weeks after finishing radiation when I felt a lump under my chin. It was really small though, so I didn't know if it was normal and I hadn't noticed it before, but I asked some of my teammates if they had a lump like that, and they didn't. So I called my mom and she spoke with my doctor, but we all agreed it could wait till I got back from the trip. So came home from Hawaii to Boston, went from Boston to New York to see my doctor, and she biopsied I was just kind of incredulous. I felt, how could this be? I just went through all of this treatment, and where did it get me? It got me to a state, to a recurrence. It was like it had never gone away. I felt like, what was the point of the surgery and the radiation? It was really frustrating to me. My doctor then ordered a CT scan, and I had that the same night of my appointment and went back to school to start the spring semester. Went to my first day of classes, didn't hear from my mom or the doctor, which was a concern to me. And then waited another day. I don't know if it was another day or 2 days later that I was actually headed home to see the oncologist in person. And so I go to my class, I come back to my dorm, pack up my things and go. And I saw my mom and my sister in the lobby of the dorm. And I was like, what are you guys doing here? It was just really nice to see them. I was just thinking, oh, this is great. They said, oh, the weather's going to be bad and you're going home on the Chinatown bus. We'd feel much better if you came home with us. So I was like, okay, you guys are kind of crazy for driving up here just to drive all the way back home, but whatever. So I took them up to my room and packed up a bag and was like, all right, let's go. And then my mom said that I should sit down. And then I knew why they were there and I started to cry. And my mom said, the scan confirmed the tumor under my chin, but also six others in my neck, lung, and spine. And then she said that there wasn't any medicine that could cure me. And according to my doctors, there was nothing that would keep me alive. And so in that moment, I felt totally hopeless. And I had a small dorm room, and I paced around the room, and I went over to the window that looked on the Boston skyline. It was beautiful, and I just looked out thinking of the hospitals and the doctors that were out there, thinking, what did they have to offer? They had surgery, chemo, and radiation, but none of it could help me. So I knew they couldn't help me. I thought about, what if I do nothing? That's not gonna work. And what if I do something different? And I thought, well, if there was something different, I would have heard about it. Eventually, I realized I needed to withdraw from school again and look into what options were available. And ultimately, the research that my mom and her friend did and what I looked into led me to going to Mexico for treatment for a modified Gerson therapy, which is a diet and detox protocol, including juicing and coffee enemas, and also Coli fluid, which is a mixed bacterial vaccine that actually, it's unbelievable to me because it used to be a mainstream treatment in the United States and it was curing people of their cancer. And nowadays it's not available as a treatment in the United States. Sometimes I think about my health journey and I wonder, did this really happen? But I know that it did and I have the scars to prove it. But I know that if I can get through it, you can too. And I've come to believe in God through this experience. And I know that with God, anything is possible. And so I don't care if you have 0.5% chance of surviving 5 years or whatever anybody says. It doesn't matter what anybody says or what a statistic says. It matters what God says. And if you're alive, He has a purpose for you. I just encourage you to trust Him and to pray for guidance and wisdom and healing. And if you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him, and do what you can to strengthen your immune system, and that will give you what you need to heal yourself.